Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Start. Hickson with eight. Tyree with five. up and go make the grind. I'm thinking about snatching her up, dirty, making the mind. Look at her hip, butt. Look at her legs, ain't she stacked? I so wouldn't mind hitting that from the back. I like it when I touch her, cause she moan a little bit. Ain't sagging, so I can see her thong a little bit. I know you grown a little bit, 20 years old, you legal. Don't trip off my people, just hop in the regal. I swoop on her like an eagle, swoop down on the spray. I know you popular, but you gon' be famous today, I'm late. I like the way you do that right there.
All the girls jack,
jack, beat steady, knack, knack,
middle.
Hello?
Josh, how's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on? Is this Timothy?
Yeah, this is Tim, man.
What's going on, baby?
Not much, man. We finally got you on the show, man. We finally got
I'm happy to be here, man. Y'all worked it out, man. That's what it's all about.
That's right, man. Let me hold on. Let me give you a call real quick. Once again, Josh, thank you so much. You know, we get the pops pulled out. You know, we back and forth. We're trying to get you on, but we finally got you nevertheless. So how you been doing, man?
I'm good, man. Everything's been real good. Just getting ready to kick off a show over here in NYC. Preparing to do a takeover. You know, I'm currently doing some on the road with Genuine, so I finished up BB King Strong, and I'm in the rehearsal room crazy tomorrow for my show this Thursday at SOB's. They're giving me my own show. So, you know, I'm just preparing for it and getting ready to take over. You know, this is what it's all about.
Nice. Well, there's going to be a surprise for you tomorrow at SOB's, but you'll see tomorrow. Why don't you, I don't know if people will say nothing, but why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, man, and let the listeners know who you are for those who are not familiar with you.
It's your boy, Josh Sex, man. You can know Smooth R&B. All my ladies that are listening, man, I got that new single called First Time. It's strictly for the ladies. You know, it was the new joint of the day on 106 and Park. It's all over the country on radio. Call up and request it. I wrote it strictly for y'all.
So why don't you tell, how did you get started in this business, man? To answer this question, who inspired you to become an artist?
Well, let me say how I got started. I actually got started playing classical music. My mom wanted me to be a concert pianist, and, you know, it wasn't working for me. And so I kind of made the switch when I started listening to artists like Brian McKnight. And from there, I realized that R&B music was my heart, and I really enjoyed to do it. So, you know, I listened to a song anytime, and I learned it on the piano because I'm a singer-songwriter pianist, like I said. You know, I started training classical, and I sang it to this girl, man, and the girl was taken back from it, and it was just like, yo, this is what I need to be doing. And then from there, it was over, man. Every day after that day, I just started learning more, started writing my own songs, and I'm at where I'm at right now. I'm here speaking to you.
That's big, man. You're speaking to me. That's really huge. Another question I need to ask you, how did you basically get started with this? How did you get started?
In terms of what? Is getting my record deal?
Yeah.
Currently, I was out there, you know, performing with a bunch of artists and stuff, opening for a lot of acts like Neo, Flow, Tree, Tank, and pretty much I was getting, you know, offered a lot of deals. And from there, I was like, damn, you know, this is what I want to do. You know, I was in college, shop, you know, recording, cutting records, opening up for artists, like I said. And then I got inked on my label now, MUSA Entertainment. And from there, we just took over. Now we on an operation right now. MUSA Entertainment, the hottest new label out in the game, and we on a goal to dominate the industry.
Mm-hmm. Now, what makes you different from what we're already hearing?
Well, a lot of artists don't write their own material. One, two, there's no more substance in music. And what makes me different is that I'm bringing substance back to music. And when I mean substance, I'm giving you topics that are real. You know, I'm not talking about the club because we're in a recession right now. No, nobody's out there popping bottles like that. You know what I'm saying? People are not really people, like ordinary people, everyday people can't relate to that. So what makes me different is that people that listen to my music is going to find a sense of reality and is going to find a sense of music where they can take my music and relate it to their lives. And I don't feel like anybody's doing that right now. That's why I call my album Can I Live, you know, because it's about making choices. And whether or not they're the right or wrong choices, when you make them, can you live with it? So it's just a real movement, and my music is going to bring bringing substance back. And I feel like we lost that in the R&B game right now.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, how do you feel where you are right now in your career and what you're doing? How do you feel about where you are?
I'm feeling very comfortable, man. I have a lot of fans that are supporting the movement. My music is being played every day. My video is being played every day. I've been endorsed by Stevie Wonder, one of the greatest to ever do it, the legend of all time, singing my song with me, giving me a mandate to continue, passing a torch on to me and telling me to continue to be one of these artists that spread the good news and help people, encourage people. So I feel great. I feel great. I mean, a lot of artists are new acts, having a mandate from Stevie Wonder. You know, I don't know a lot of people that can say that. You know, that's new in the game and have such legends co-sign them already. So I'm definitely feeling great where I'm at.
That's good, man. That's something wonderful from Stevie Wonder, man. See, you met Stevie Wonder, man. I never even met him before, man. See that? So I'm jealous right now. What do you think about the music industry today? And if it's anything that you can change about, what would you change?
Just the people. I feel like the music industry is a lot of people out there selling people false dreams, and I feel like people in the music industry need to take knowledge that they're dealing with people's lives and artists that really love to do what they do, and they're writing real songs with meanings, and you shouldn't sell anyone's dreams. So I feel like the music business should change that, change the Hollywood approach, and really learn and help get people to where they need to be, because that's what it's all about. That's what labels are about, to go find real artists. Don't take someone's CD that comes into the office and throw it out, or pay attention or follow what's hot. Make something hot. And I feel like that's what MUSA is about. We're looking for what's hot, what's the next day. We're not looking for the next Rihanna, the next, you know, artist. No, we're looking to make somebody hot. And I feel like the music business needs to be about that. We need to stop worrying about what's going on and say, look, I want something different. Because different works. Because if you look at all the artists that are on top right now, they're all different. They're all different. So we need to realize that different works. Stop trying to follow the fads of what's out and all the nonsense. Let's find different stuff, hot stuff, and make it happen.
Mm-hmm. So, if you may ask, what are you currently working on right now that you can talk about? What's currently going on with you right now?
Like I said, you know, I got the new single out first time. It's great. It's buzzing through the whole country. Radio's adding them to every state, different locations. I'm happy with that. I'm on tour right now with Genuine, so I'm just heading up city to city, and I'm in the studio currently writing some records for some established acts.
Okay. Where do you hope to see your career 5 years from today? Where do you hope to see your career?
I hope to see my career as an artist with longevity, that somebody's going to look at me and definitely feel like a household name. I'm building a strong situation. I feel my music is going to reach the masses because it's real. And at the end of the day, people are looking for a sense of reality. That's why we have reality TV shows and all that. People are looking for someone that they can touch and realize that they're just like them. So I feel like in 5 years, I'm gonna be on top. I really do believe that, because I feel like my whole style is different. And a lot of artists are not doing what I'm doing. They're not saying what I'm saying in my songs. So I just really want all of my fans to know, in 5 years, you're going to be like, oh, that kid Josh is still doing it, still staying true to himself and making real good music for his fans to enjoy.
For your friends or people that you're really close to, or someone, everyone in general, that comes to say, Josh, I want to be an entertainer like you, I want to be a singer like you are, what advice would you give to me?
I would tell somebody, I'm very flattered that you'd want to be like me, but I would tell them to be themselves, to find who they are and from there run with that, because a lot of art, you don't want to be like anybody, you want to be yourself. And I feel that anybody would ever come to me and say that, you know, and I have had people say that to me, and I've always told them, no, you should fight and try to be yourself. Find who you are and then maximize that and really, really become that person.
Mm-hmm. What else can we expect from Josh? What else can we expect from you? Besides, you know, you're doing your recording and you know where you're writing and you're on tour with Jenny Ryan. What else can we expect to see from you or hear from you?
Well, you can expect, like I said, me to be out there doing what I got to do as an artist, making sure I'm feeding my fans what they need. And then on my spare time, you can expect to see me, you know, just being Josh. You know, I'm still young. I'm 22. I'm out there, you know, I'm helping people. I have a thing that I'm doing right now where I'm giving out, you know, back to the communities. And I'm taking clothes and sneakers and shoes, and I'm just giving back and helping people get comfortable with their lives for those that don't have it. And just on some community stuff, you know, like the music is, I do it because I love it. I've been playing and singing since I was 6. So I feel like, you know, that's always going to be there. But now I'm trying to make difference. I'm trying to make a difference in people.
The MySpace, the High Fives, the Twitter, let them know where you can go find more information about you.
Yeah, no, you can check your boy Josh X on twitter.com/JoshXantus, spelled X-A-N-T-U-S. You can check me on my own website, joshxantus.com, or you can check me on the myspace.com/joshxantus. I'm on there every day. I'm on the Facebook, so I'm on the MySpace, the Twitter. You come reach me. I'm reachable. I like to hear from you. I like to talk to my fans, because at the end of the day, if it wasn't for the fans and the people, artists wouldn't be where they're at now. So hit me up. I'm on there. And, you know, let's stay connected.
All right. You want to give any shout-outs?
Yeah, man, let me shout out my whole family, man. MUSA Entertainment, thank you for holding me down. The truth, the new label to come upon, and just to all my fans that are listening, pay attention, because your boy Josh X is coming 2009 for sure.
All right. Josh, I appreciate you, man, coming on the show. You know you're more than welcome back anytime, man. If you need me, call me. I'm there.
Thank you.
But no problem, man. But once again, man, thank you so much for coming on my airways, man, and sharing your story, man, all right?
Thank you for inviting me, homie.
No problem, man. Stay in touch with me, man, all right?
Will do, will do.
All right, man.
All right, bless.
Girl Jack, beat steady knock. Middle of the state, got the whole club rockin'. Shorty, you can hate, but your girl steady watchin'. Bitch, you can't do it on the she poppin'. We bottle poppin', you blockin'. Told the girl you rap, but your CD floppin'. Say you gettin' money, man, we ain't seen nothin'. No. Your girl is persistent, she ain't stoppin'. Man, she say she wanna. I keep the peak by the pound. The truck stay bumpin', y'all know we run the town. And I keep a bad chick around. Long hair, yellow, white, red, brown. And my Chevy sit on 24. Flats look like flapjack. And case you know, I'ma play the game how it goes. They can take me out the hood, but I'ma keep it hood, folks. And I don't need a scale for the work. I can eyeball, girl. I am not too jerk, girl. He know me, it make your situation worse. You don't wanna take a ride in that long black hearse. All eyes on me, shout her, I'ma bomb first. I'm the truth, and they say the truth hurts. Hustle me, hard work, hard work. If you scared, go to church. Man, this rap stuff is easy. Every beat I get, I murder. I'm a hood. I keep the pizza by the pound. The truck stay funky, y'all know we run the town. And I keep a bad chick around. Long hair, yellow, white, red, brown. And my Chevy sit on 24. Flats look like flapjack. Pancake, you know. I'ma play the game how it goes. They can take me out the hood, but I'ma keep it hood, folks. Get it like you, no. Get it like me. Me. EB Zoo, we don't rock white tees. Class is the food, but Nick's on the feed. I count with Bay the Nate, 10 pair every week. Menage A3, the girls need a sleeve. Z-O-E, climax to the beat. I see you, now you see me. I see you with me, cause I'm a hood. I keep the pizza by the pound. The truck stay funky, y'all know we run the town. And I keep a bad chick around. Long hair, yellow, white, red, brown. And my Chevy sit on 24. Flats look like flapjack. Pancake, you know. I'ma play the game how it goes. They can take me out the hood, but I'ma keep it hood, folks. Watching out for gold diggers like Kanye.
Hello?
Hello? 203, hello? Hello? Wow. Shout out to Josh for coming on the show. I'm going to put this moment. He's going to be right back. Once again, shout out to Josh coming on the show. If you guys missed him, please archive the show. It was a beautiful show. Sorry you guys missed it, but nevertheless, he just left the building. But his little camp featuring Decent.
The magic chick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice, I'll hit the baddest chick. Show they don't believe me, then call me.
Anyway, anyhow, I can give you what you want and all that you need. Mackin' all the ladies, from the fly to the shady, Marquise Diamond, 600 Mercedes. I fly you across the seas in a private jet, whisper in your ear to get your panties wet. Honey, I show you how good life can get, whining and dining nonchalant in the finest restaurant. Feed you lobster, cause I'm a true monster. Lame boy, you lay you down in the Waldorf Astoria. Victoria's Secret, lingerie, I like the freaks. Dim the lights, sex all through the night. King size bed, that she's getting right. When you out, leave my number by the horn. When you wake up in the morning, I'm gone.
Into your station. I'm also, I also have a radio station on the blog, and I was just listening to Lil' Kim. I really, really like her. So.
Thank you so much. What's the name of your show?
It's the Miss China Doll 305 show.
Okay. Why don't you send me a message on and I'll check it out. I'll archive some of your shows and I'll listen in.
Sure.
So wait, you're from 305. What is that? Is that Miami?
Yeah, that's Miami-Dade County to be specific.
Okay.
So where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey. But from New Jersey. Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate you tuning to my show. How long have you been a host?
This is my second show. But I got so much feedback from off of it, and I've been co-hosting on other shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Today was my second show, actually.
Okay, so you're newborn in this, huh?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay, well.
What about you?
I just celebrated my one-year anniversary. It was a really huge show. Just a couple of weeks ago, I just celebrated.
Great.
August 7th, had, you know, some celebrity guest call in. It was great.
Great.
So it was a really great show. What's your name again?
So what? China. My name is China.
China, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Because of my eyes. Oh, I'm 29 years old.
okay.
Yeah, look like I get it a lot, the sound, the look, but no, I'm actually legal.
okay, and China. What you in Miami? What part of Miami?
Dade County, North Miami.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been down here?
I actually have a condo in Miami, so I'm
really?
Down here from time to time. Yeah.
Cool.
In Miami.
I actually model for a living, so I travel a lot.
Okay.
And, yeah, we just recently came back from Paris. But that's somewhere that I would love to go. You say you're in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, I do the show in New York, but I live in Jersey.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to New York plenty of times. I've never been to Jersey.
Beautiful. Well, both places are beautiful. Actually, one of my clients is actually models, and I have a, you know, one of my clients is actually a model. She's over in France right now doing some modeling.
Good. I don't do high fashion. I do runway calendars, videos, and et cetera.
Oh, you asking me some of your pictures. Why not do high fashion?
I have a couple on my page. Once you get off, you should go to my page and listen to my show. And look at my pictures, and I also have it on my MySpace, and I'm working on my website as we speak. So bear with me on that. But besides that, yeah, you could go and check out my page.
So that now does that pay? Does the modeling? Is that how you pay your bills?
I do that for a living. I've been modeling from I was 15 years old, off and on. I started in high fashion. I was signed to Barbizon. And once I got pregnant with my son, I basically stopped. And then I had him and wanted to start it up again. So I started doing videos and calendars to, you know, expose myself. Then I have my daughter, so I slowed down for a minute. Then I'm picking back up again. Yeah, I have two kids. My son is 11, my daughter.
11 and what now?
And 5.
Oh, 11 and 5. Okay.
She just started kindergarten.
Okay. So modeling pays the bills. So you must be doing pretty well in modeling.
Yeah, it's a good job to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get. I mean, I love to travel. I'm originally from the Bahamas. My mom is Jamaican. My father's from Trinidad. So,
okay.
Yeah, I love to travel, and you know that comes along with the job, so I can't complain.
Yeah, it does. I stay traveling. I'm here all over the place, but it's
great.
A part of my career.
Great.
It's a part of my career.
So when you hit Miami, where exactly do you go? To bed?
Well, no. Most time I'm in Miami, it's on
Mansion.
Disney.
Oh, okay. So you never went clubbing?
No. If I'm at a club, I'm performing there, or I'm there with one of my artists. I don't do it.
My show, I don't mean to cut you, but my show is about promoting the unsigned artists that's unexposed.
Right.
So, yeah, I have a few lined up, and then I have this, I have a single, and they buy so I could read about them and so on and so forth.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. We really need shows that, you know, promote up, you know,
something different.
Artists. Huh?
Yeah, something different. Yeah. Basically about life and, you know, what's going on in the world and, you know, so on and so forth.
That would be really interesting. That's a great thing to start to help independent artists. You know, it's tough out for the independent world right now, especially if they're trying to break into the game right now. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm down in Miami from time to time. You know, one of my artists is actually not in Atlanta, but he lives in, Orlando. So
okay.
I go, you know, see my artist. You know, he's based down there, you know.
Well, great. Well, I'm showing you some love. You should do the same, vice versa. And when you come to Miami, you need to link me up. Maybe I'll take you to a nice club.
Uh-oh, don't start right now.
Oh, no, nothing like that. I'm a married woman.
No, see, you know what? Your mind is somewhere else.
No, because, you know, I mean, as soon as you say don't start nothing, my mind just jumped right into the gutter. So I know exactly.
I'm flirting right now. So I'm flirting right now. Don't mess somebody.
Oh, this is flirting? Oh, okay. This is kind of innocent, to be fair. This is kind of innocent.
You know, because, We got two children, so I know that kind of keeps you busy. I have no kids at all.
Wow, what are you waiting for? You're gonna be an old man walking around here talking about I want a baby?
I gotta find time for that. I'm so busy. You know, I'm working on an album, and
eventually you will want it. But if you don't want it, don't rush. Don't rush, because if you rush, you're gonna regret it.
It's the time.
Yeah.
I'm so busy, you know. And, you know,
But how old are you?
The truth or a lie or the industry age, as I should say.
Wow. Oh, God, the truth. The truth.
Oh,
the
man.
Truth.
I am 27 years old, so.
Well, you're young. I'm thinking you're like, you know, in your late 30s or your middle 30s, and I was going to be like, well, you have at least about 5-6 more years before you be around here like a pops. You know?
No, I'm still young. I'm still young. I still got time to have children. I'm gonna have eventually, you know, because I wanna be able to pass, you know, something on to them, you know. Because, you know, I worked really hard in my career, of course, you know, and it's been,
mm-hmm.
been a long ride. But when my album comes out, I want you to be the first person at FYE to get it, or whatever.
Right.
You know, Walmart, I want you to go and get it. It's gonna be
right.
a great album. It's been pushed back for various reasons, but it's gonna hopefully at the end of this year or beginning of next year it's gonna come out.
Okay. And what is it, a rap album?
No, I don't rap, I sing.
Oh, okay.
I leave that to Lil Wayne and him. I don't do the rap stuff. Nah. Why'd you think of rap?
No, I just guess. I just like took a while guess out there. I could be wrong. Because everybody named mom rap, to be honest. So I just assume. You just find a few singers.
Right. I want you to hold on for me. I want to talk to you some more. Can you hold on for me for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Is there anything you want to hear in particular? I hope I got it up here. Because I've been asking people just to email me what they want to hear. And some people
mm-hmm.
don't. Some people do. But what is something in particular you want to hear?
You might not have it. You ever heard of Tanya Stevens?
Who? No, I don't have it.
Tanya Stevens.
Tanya Stevens.
She's a Jamaican
no.
artist. No.
No, I don't. I just, no.
No. Some off the head. You have any Tupac?
Do I still have Dear Mama up here? I think that's the only one that I have. I think I played that during the Mother's Day special I did.
Oh,
I
okay.
I don't even think I have it up here anymore. I try to update and keep things going and. Anything else you have in mind that you want to hear?
What artists do you have from, what is that, Louisiana? Do you have Gucci?
I have a song with Gucci Mane on it, featured
yeah.
with Marcus, I mean not Marcus, Mario.
Yeah, the new one, I need that song, I love that song. Yeah, go ahead and play that.
Let me see if this is it right here. I had this because I just had Mario on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that song at? What is it called? What's the title of it? Maybe help me. I know it's up here.
I don't know the title of it. I know Mariah Carey. Oh, no. That's a different one. The one that I was just telling you about, Mariah Carey, is actually in that one.
I know I have it up here. Anything else besides Mario track?
What do you have?
I have so much stuff up here, but you just gotta tell me what you want to hear.
I mean, I'm a fan of Gucci. I'm a fan of Jeezy is okay. T.I.
Huh?
Do you have any T.I.?
T.I., no, I don't have T.I. up here. I gotta get it. See, that's why I asked you guys to call me, send me emails, let me know what you want to hear.
Okay.
Just, you know, kind of, let me see if this is the Mario track of the track up here from, let me see if this is the track up here. Hold tight for me, right?
Okay, not a problem.
No, that's not it. I know the song's up here somewhere. Where's how to find it?
How do you erase the song from out of your song? Your
oh, you
song?
The where you
upload?
Actually, no, yeah. When you go to upload, you go in your in the file wheel. The folder songs will come up, and then it's actually gonna you're gonna just gonna say delete, and you're gonna
mm-hmm.
actually go in and delete them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's very simple. You can actually like that every
song. Because I uploaded the wrong song and I was taken back by that. I was so upset.
I have to check out this song I have. This is a great song. I actually love this group. I think that I hope they actually be
mm-hmm.
huge at one time. They're actually close to they were on a show not long ago. Check this song out. I know you've heard
mm-hmm.
it before.
Okay.
Roll smooth with a banger.
Yeah.
Lie.
What a deal, shawty. You know it ain't chicken if you got it.
Chicken if you got it, what you asking?
Shawty, you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know it ain't
chicken if you got it. 50-50 if you got it. 50-50 if you got it, what you asking? Chicken if you got it. 50-50 if you got it. 50-50 if you got it, what you asking?
Let's go, I'm on pilot, a walking piece of profit. And everybody know it ain't tricking if you got it. I'm digging in my pocket while I'm sipping this Bacardi. Might throw a couple dollars here, plenty if you smile. And you drizzle on your pilot, but I really ain't beside it. Just feel as though I got it, cause it really ain't an object. I'm scoping out your body while your body popping like, don't stop it, let me go back in my wallet.
So you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Anything you want to, cause I can make it rain on you, cause you know it ain't
tricking if you got it, tricking if you got it, tricking if you got it, what you asking? Tricking if you got it, tricking if you got it, tricking if you got it, what you asking?
Yeah. The way her body moves, I can't help but stop and stare. Pull a sack out of my pocket and say, can I touch you there? Without no outerwear, I think the doppers that take pair. Slide them on in the morning, I love how you're performing. The more I made it bring her body, on storm. Long from the center, body covers, I deliver. Love a picture with a tip, I am something to remember.
What do you think of that track? Hello?
Yeah.
What do you think of that track?
It's okay.
It's okay. They're out of Atlanta. They're called
mm-hmm.
Malaj, and their mm-hmm. song is doing really well on BET right now. It's like on the top 10.
Yeah, but see, I'm the type of person, I'm like more of the underdog, so I feel like there's a lot of like unsigned artists that's like way better and, you know, rawer, should I say, than the signed artists. I heard so many like nice songs that needs to be promoted. A song like that to me is like whatever. It's not really nothing big, nothing fancy.
Well, you know what? That's why you have your own show, and that's why you have
yeah,
the opportunity
yeah.
to
exactly.
you know, give people the opportunity. And this is one thing I like about Blog Talk, is that it's your show. You're in
mm-hmm.
charge. You know, you know, you can have whoever you want, you know.
You're your own boss, basically.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. That's right, and, you know. And, I mean, this show has helped me out so many ways in my career, you know, helped me get back to where I was. And, I mean, I'm going to announce this while I'm on air with you. Whitney Houston will be here on the show.
Wow.
Is it next week? I believe it's next week. She'll be on the show. And
okay.
it's gonna
I would
great.
Love to co-host.
I don't know about that one. No, let me tell you, because our people are so strict, and
mm-hmm.
they don't want her to, they don't want anybody to call in and ask about, you know, her and Bobby or was she on drugs.
Oh,
or,
no, come on. You
no,
have
no,
to
no.
be strictly
you tell me, you may say that to me, and you people may say, but then, I don't know, because I'm going to tell you something. People have called into the show, and they have said
mm-hmm.
some things to these artists that I don't even believe they came out of their mouth.
Are you
I'm
serious?
Like, what? Yeah, I'm very serious. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
when I had Whitney Houston's mother on,
mm-hmm.
when I let one caller in. And
no, I'll just call in and show some love.
No. When I let one caller in, her people had
mm-hmm.
they went off. They were like, no. Hang up. Do not let anybody talk to her.
Wow.
They didn't want anybody
people,
to talk to her.
People could be so ignorant. It's people like that that ruin it for people like me. You know, the decent people that just want to say hi and been a fan for so long and just want to show their appreciation. You know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But,
that's
to each of them. Mm-hmm.
You got people calling, asking how about their private areas and this, and how many women there's good. Did that? People calling and ask those type of questions, and I'm gonna say, why did you ask that? So I, when I tell people, if you want to ask, if the artist allows people to call into the show, then I'll do it. But if they don't, I'll tell them, you know, you want to ask them that, hit them up on MySpace, hit them up on Twitter, and you're going to ask them any questions as you want to. But
see,
when you're on this show.
Go ahead. No, I was going to state that maybe, you know, when you're having these stars on, maybe it's, I don't know if there's some kind of way, but if you could screen the calls, you know, and like, talk to them ahead of time. So, I don't know, maybe blog would do that in the future to, I mean, where you could pre-record the conversation. And if it's, because since it's live, if it's something that's, like, out of the ordinary, you could just go ahead and delete it before it makes the airwaves.
Right.
You get what
right.
I'm saying? Yeah, that would be, like, some kind of unique feature that blog should be, you know, able to look into. Because, you know, what you having stars on, I mean, the public should not be able to ask these stars anything and it should be able to air, you know? Like,
right.
That should be avoided. Yeah, yeah. That's how I feel about that. Yeah.
I mean, you know, but she's going to be here. She'll be here live on the show, and I can't
great.
Wait for the day. I've had mom, now it's time to have daughter. So,
yeah.
You know, I've had so, and there's one thing, I've been blessed to have so many celebrities on the show.
Great.
You know, it's privileged to have so many people on the show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm not bragging, you know. You know, you do your thing at your show, you know. I'm thinking about doing another blog.
I mean, my show.
Show
is brand new, so I'm basically feeding and learning. So, you know, I'm the type of person, I'm very observant. So, you know, I take the good with the bad. So there's a lot of things that I can learn still. I mean, I'm not, you know, the best at this as of yet. So, you know,
there's
always some things that you can learn. Huh?
Girl, I think I'm the number one host on Blog Talk.
I mean, you might just be. You never know.
Oh, I mean, I know. Well, I know I am one of the top ones of that because Boswell has told me that. But I don't know if I'm the number one. But I'm not one of the top ones. They did say they did mention that to me when they talked.
I mean,
to me.
I had to.
I'm not number one though. It's someone else. But it's not me. I like to be though. You know?
Yeah. Don't we all?
They the ones that had Barack Obama on and things. I think they're like number one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Go ahead. I'm talking over you like I'm crazy.
No, it's okay, because, you know, I'm trying to, you know, hear what you have to say also, so I can respond. But, no, I actually forgot what I was going to say.
Ahead.
Huh?
They're getting ready to show. I got like 60 seconds until the show left, and I'm not going to extend it any longer because I got some other things I got to get into. I got your number up here. I want to be in touch with you. What's your name again?
China.
China, Calcutta, right down in China. I'm going to be in touch with you, China. And
great.
Send me that information so I can check out your show and I can archive it. Even though I'm going to send you some comments, you know that I actually came through and listened to your show, okay?
The name of my show is the Miss China Doll 305 Show. And that's Miss as in MizzChinaDoll 305. And like I told you, this is my second show today, and I got over 100 emails. I got so many callers to call in and show love. And so, you know, I'm grateful for the love. So continue. And I would likewise, yeah. Because I played this unsigned artist. He goes by the name of Psycho, and he's my husband also. I played his track yesterday, and I was only on air for 15 minutes.
Because
I wanted to give it like a test run, huh?
You married on me and everything. You just married on me and everything. That's not
I mean, I do have a beautiful auntie that's looking for somebody decent. That's another story.
I'm engaged in everything, but I'm just saying,
okay.
you didn't even know if I was or not. You just, you know, you could
have
I could have said I'm interested or, you know. And then,
that is so unique. I never heard nothing like that before. First time for everything.
No.
Okay, so what's your name again?
Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
It's
really enjoyed the conversation.
Show. No problem. I appreciate you calling. I'm going to end this show with Sean Kingston, I believe. Send me that message so I can tune in, so I can listen to your show, see how it sounds, whatever the case may be. And I got your number. I'm going to be in touch with you, okay?
What is your email?
TimothyHodgeShow@gmail.com.
Okay.
that's the show's email. My personal email, you know, something different. You know, you want that, you can have it. But that's the show email, and you know, that's where,
Timothy Hodge at Gmail.
No, Timothy Hodge Show at gmail.com.
Oh, show. Make sure I have the show behind it. Okay.
And email, you know, I answer the emails, you know, when I can. You know, I get a lot of them, but, you know, that's where you email me from. That you can also check out the show's website, see who works for me at the show, you know.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, so stay in contact.
I will. You'll be good.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
I'm looking like, feeling like, acting like money. She looking like, feeling like, acting like she want me. She got what I fiends for, I'm acting like a junkie. Got me buzzing like a bee, you know I'm after that, honey.
Yeah.
I got my eye on her, I can't keep it off her.
No.
She got an eye on me,
yeah.
She can't keep it off me.
Nope.
Bad little shorty, now I know how Lauryn Hill felt, cause she killing me softly.
Yeah, nothing in this world, there's not another girl that could satisfy my needs. And me really want to take her home. Yo, cause she look nice, and she is that one of a kind. When me look up in her eyes, and she got me mesmerized. Picture perfect like a Kodak moment. When she kiss me goodnight, and she filling up on me. Yeah, we been there from the jump. Never front, never start, never done. What the average girl done? And I can tell by her body language, she feels my emotions and got me extra. So that me time for me, I'm me an angel. And me really, I feel it turn on. Women are my life, and yes, it's time bright. So please let the chorus go.
Type of girl I wanna introduce my mother to,
yeah.
And you don't listen to your friends, cause you know what I am, it ain't a dream. My shorty is the
There's nothing in this world, there's not another girl that could satisfy my needs.
There's nothing in this world, there's not another boy that can make me feel so sweet.